Welcome to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. This show is intended to share the voices and stories of the students, teachers, and community that make us Fox C6 Strong.
Welcome to another episode of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I am your superintendent, Dr. Nisha Patel, and I am so excited that you are joining us for Season 2, Episode 6. On this podcast, we share the individual's voices and stories of the students, staff members, and community members who truly make us Fox C6 Strong. Today, I am so excited to introduce you to Fox High School sophomore Allison Crandall. Allison has a passion for the performing arts that has taken her all the way to Hollywood for a role in a Hallmark Channel movie. I'm going to turn it over to JP Presavento and Allison, and I will talk to you again after their conversation.
Welcome back to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. Today, I am joined by Fox High School student Allison Crandall. Allison, thanks for being here.
Of course.
Can you start off by telling the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm a sophomore at Fox High School. I do the cheer and the marching band. I'm also part of choir. I've done dance for about 9 years, and I've been into acting for about 12 years. And I take like acting lessons and voice lessons.
Wow, that's really exciting. So Allison, we're here today to talk about the Hallmark Channel movie you were in that debuted in the fall, Follow Your Heart. Before we talk about that, can you tell us a little bit about how you kind of got started in acting?
Yeah, so when I was actually about like 4 or 5 years old, I was just like doing some like modeling things here and around. So my agency actually kind of caught up with my mom, and they were like, hey, would you want her to like come over here and do some auditions? And she was like, yeah, sure, why not? So I actually started acting and modeling when I was about 5 years old with my agency.
Wow, that's really exciting that you have that kind of a history with it. So up till now, when you were in the Follow Your Heart movie, are there any acting jobs that you're especially proud of? You're like, hey, that's me. For anyone who hasn't seen the movie, can you tell us a little bit about the movie Follow Your Heart and about the role you played?
Yeah, of course. So it was about a girl who left her Amish community to do something off in New York, and she had to revisit her community, and she ended up meeting back with like her childhood like love. And so I play her younger self in a flashback scene when she goes back to her hometown and she like meets him so that we can like learn their chemistry as kids and why like their like love and their chemistry now is so different because she left.
Oh, that's so exciting. I don't want you to spoil anything because I want anyone who hasn't seen this movie yet to go check out Follow Your Heart on the Hallmark Channel. So can you tell us, Allison, what was it like to find out that you had been cast for a role in the Hallmark Channel movie Follow Your Heart?
I got the text from my mom saying that I got the part, and I absolutely lost it because this is the biggest opportunity I've ever gotten to be a part of, and I actually didn't even text her back. I was kind of just like, I told all my friends as soon as I could. I was like, guys, I'm in part of like something really special. And they were like, oh, okay. And I was like, that's all I can say.
Oh, so it was a secret for a while too.
Yeah. We weren't allowed to tell anyone outside of like, you know, our family that we were like a part of this like film and that it was just, like, really a thing.
I would assume that getting to be in a Hallmark movie, there was quite a bit that went into the audition process, right?
Yeah. So they actually contacted my agency asking for me to audition. And so they kind of just sent me the script and they had me read for the part. And then after I sent in my video, they just figured out whether they liked me enough or not for the role.
So what about, was there anything about this particular project when you sent in your audition that you were really excited about?
It's really interesting just to like finally get to have the opportunity to be in a movie because like with all the other stuff, it was just like videos and like little clips and stuff. But this was like something like legit, and I felt like I was finally like getting somewhere.
That's awesome. And I'm sure after you said 12 years of trying and having parts, so this is a really great way to see how much you've grown. What were the next kind of things you did as you prepared and then eventually went to shoot this film?
So I had to memorize the script by heart. I had to get it down pat so that I could like change it up whenever they needed me to. And so that was honestly the most stressful thing, being around like all those professional people and having to recite these lines that I had like just memorized, because they changed the script like a week before. So the whole script that I did for the audition was a little bit different, and so everything was just slightly changed, so I had to relearn how to do that, so that was fun.
And is that just a lot of sitting down and reading, or how do you do that?
I actually act out a lot of the scenes with my mom or like my brother, so they'll act out as the other person, so just I have something to bounce off of.
Awesome. And how long does it take you to learn that script and learn all your lines?
It was only a few pages, so it took me about like 4 days probably to have it pretty solid.
That's an accomplishment in itself. But then once you learn, you memorize your lines, you are able to work through it with your mom or your brother, someone that you know, what's it like actually being on set, being mic'd up, being in front of the camera and lights, and having to do all that in a new setting? Talk about that a little bit.
It's very stressful at first. I had never really truly experienced something like that. And so it was kind of all new and very exciting, but also I had to be very professional about myself. So it actually really helped for like character wise, because we were in the costumes and the setting was very like, you know, down to the scene and stuff. And having like the friend who was there to like bounce off of, and he was actually acting back too, was really nice, because it just kind of made everything like tie together. And eventually the cameras and like all that other like set stuff, it kind of seems to like go away in the background.
So as you're going through this process of learning your lines and going to the set and being in front of the cameras and with all these other, as you say, professional actors, what kind of lessons did you learn throughout your experience being in this movie?
I learned a lot about what it's like being on set. Just to be around all of them was enough for me, at least, because like with the makeup crew and like how everyone's there, there was, I mean, probably about 100 people just for one day of filming, and they had one person for snacks. They had like, I mean, if you say, you could imagine they're there, and it was crazy to see that. And it was also interesting because the director gave a lot of like tips, and their tips were different than things I've learned in the past. So I really learned a lot about like how people's opinions change and like, you know, like how set really works.
So Allison, now that you've had this experience of being on set for what you would call a real film, what do you think is next for you, either after high school or as you continue your high school career?
I really want to perform as like my career. I've been really into the performing arts, like with theater and things like that. And I plan to definitely stick with my agency, because film is always fun and I'm more than willing to like go do anything. But my heart lies with the theater.
So since you've been in Follow Your Heart, have you had other opportunities that have come to you because of that?
Not yet, actually. I've had like interviews and stuff, which was really cool to like see that people like cared. because most of the time I was like telling my friends like, oh, I've been in this thing, and they're like, what even is that? But now I'm like, it's a Hallmark movie, and they're like, oh my gosh, wait, what?
Right. Everyone knows what a Hallmark movie is.
Right.
What are some of the interviews that you've done that you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that?
Actually, one of them was for The Leader. Whenever the newspaper asked me to like talk to them, I was like, wait a minute, I'm that important? Like, you want to put me in the newspaper? And that was really cool. And my mom obviously saved like the whole newspaper and has it like hung up on the wall. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
So Allison, as we start to wrap up our conversation today, do you have any advice or words of encouragement for other students who want to maybe follow your path in the performing arts, or just students who want to follow their own passions?
Yes. So if you want to pursue like acting in theater, you have to just keep going. You're going to get a lot of no's before you're going to get yeses, but the yeses are worth it. And I do not regret like all the times that I've been told no for auditions, and all those times I put in all that effort. Like, it's definitely worth it in the end. But the biggest thing is just be okay to be unique. Like, you gotta show off yourself, because they're not there to see, like, you as an actor or something like that. They're there to see you as your person. So.
And that's absolutely great advice, Allison, to just be yourself and be okay being told no sometimes. Allison, thank you so much for joining us today on the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I know I appreciate the conversation, and I appreciate you sharing your story with our community.
No problem.
Welcome back. It's so inspiring to hear Allison talk about persevering until she was able to get a role in a major film project. Here in Fox C6, we emphasize developing grit, and Allison's grit is a perfect example of working hard to achieve a lifelong goal. I am confident that Allison's grit and determination will help her as she continues to pursue a career in the performing arts. Congratulations, Allison, on your achievements. We can definitely all agree that Allison has found her purpose. I can't wait to see where you go. And with that, we are at the end of another episode of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I would like to thank each and every one of you for joining us on this journey to amplify the voices of the students, teachers, and community members that make us Fox C6 Strong. If you haven't done so yet, you can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that you get notified on your phone when a new episode is posted. Thanks again for listening. I can't wait to share our next episode with you on Monday, April 5th. Chat soon.
This has been the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. We hope you've enjoyed hearing the voices and the stories that make us Fox C6 Strong. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.